Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crewman's Carl Bott, and our special guest, John Blackburn. It sounds a little funny to me, buddy. What's going on? Test, test, test.
Sing us some Cody Jinks, bro.
A little bit higher. I mean,
What is going on, man? They didn't do the disclaimer.
Yeah, and, that's strange. Anyway, yeah, but I can't hear myself that well. Turn me up.
There we go.
Now we're talking.
Now we're working.
Two.
I still can't hear me. That
one,
well.
Two, oh, wait, three. I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison.
Okay, turn him down a little bit.
Yeah. Or off.
Or off, yeah. Now it's too hot. You know what? For the last 2 days, we have been having problems with the satellites. So we've been in here with the people from Arrakis trying to work. Okay, yeah, okay, we're back. Trying to get the satellite feeds synced up. And we finally got that done today. But it was a lot of fooling around in the studio, and I'm talking about with the buttons in there and the knobs and everything comes off computers and
it should,
satellite feeds and everything. It's automatic.
Yeah, it should get better though because Elon Musk just launched a bunch more satellites.
Oh, yeah. Did you try to call him, Carl, when you're having problems with got voicemail because you've been so busy?
Well, I just texted him.
Yeah, and texted him.
And, well, that, and I gave him five things I'd accomplished last week.
Yeah, did he ask you for your email?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him you've been retired from federal service for, 20 years almost?
He says, I have your email. And I'll send you tax returns.
Anyway. Hey, you do that pretty well, Carl.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay. Hey, tonight we've got a guest calling in, and you want to tell us a little bit about...
So, Kurt Wilkins, the Northern California rep for National Right Your Congressman, is going to call in. I met him the other day we talked about me joining a membership organization for about $20 a month, where I downloaded an app on my phone, and based on my location... Every legislator in my chain of command pops up. I can write them individually or I can push write them all. And so I always start with the top, President Trump, and work my way all the way back, which is Alex Padilla. And I write one letter and send it to all of them. And I do it about once a day now. It's a political thing. They've got all these different bills and stuff that's coming before the legislature. And so for $20 a month, I just do it in bed.
Does that include the state legislators,
yes,
too?
Yes, okay. State, so everything.
Sally and...
Yep. LaMalfa.
Heather Hedwick.
Yep, Hedwick. Okay. Alex Padilla actually wrote me a letter today. I feel like he was really doing it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's... I do it nationwide. It's nation and state.
Did you say Dear Teddy or Theodore?
He called me my pet name that we have.
Sticky, I can't say that.
Sticky Buns?
Sticky Buns. Oh, yeah, we went to Sticky Buns last time. Yeah, okay.
Those of you who are in a service know what a Sticky Bun is, what are you laughing at, Perry?
Hey, with us today is Jack Blackburn. And John, I'm sorry, John Blackburn. And he owns Blackburn Apparel. And he was my guest, a couple weeks ago. And it was the one time that our one time in years that the archives didn't record. But it was really a great interview. And John, can you give us just a quick synopsis of, you when you were in college, which you didn't like, you decided you wanted to become a helicopter pilot?
I went to Sierra College, give it the old community college try, and absolutely, I got nowhere. I think I stayed maybe 6 months and,
That's 5 months and 15 days longer than I should.
Yeah, I came out with zero credits, though. So pretty impressive. And, yeah, I dropped out. Didn't know what to do with myself. I heard an ad on the radio, become a helicopter pilot, and said, I guess I'll just do that.
And what year was that? approximately?
2003.
What organization was it?
What, flight school?
No, where he became a helicopter pilot. Who? Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah, he went as a private.
So he went. He went to
private flight school.
Private flight.
Dang.
School.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I went.
Big money.
Yeah, McClellan Air Force Base. There. Yeah, there was a flight school called Silver State Helicopters there, and I went there and took me probably longer than it should have to get done. Probably 2 years and yeah, never looked back. I guess.
Doesn't matter how long it took you. Nobody asked Perry what he got on his GED.
What's that?
And then, John, you when you finished there and when you put your mind to it and you finally got your certifications, then you were hired by a local, was it a local company?
Yeah, out of Jackson, California. There was a company up there. They hired me to be a co-pilot firefighting. And I worked there for a couple of years, and the economy crashed. The 2008 market crash.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
I had no experience, not enough for anyone to really want to hire me. So I ended up immigrating to Australia. And I worked there for about a year and a half before I came back.
Lots of flight hours.
There's tons of work over there.
Yeah, flew all over Australia.
Yeah, yeah. The joke was that the Yankee has seen more of the continent than any of the locals.
Dude, that is amazing. And so you are on a work visa over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a four-year long-term visa. That's darn cool. Near impossible to get.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And then from there, you came back and you went to work where?
Up here in Northern California. I got a job in Red Bluff.
Okay.
Flying out there, and I had never even seen the place. I just took the job sight unseen just to try and get closer to my family because I missed home so much.
But that was, but then you've flown in Central America, South America?
Yeah. Yeah, I flew Australia, and basically when you're firefighting, it's basically kind of like a seasonal job, but they want to keep you busy year-round or else they'll lose their pilots.
Yeah.
So what you do is you go to the Southern Hemisphere to fight fire in their summer, which is our winter.
Now, your whole team goes down there, so are you relying a lot on the locals, or is it just your own guys?
Yeah, we have to work with the locals in no matter what country you go into.
Yeah.
So you can't just go and operate down there. So we were government contractors here, and we did similar things there. We contracted to their government, but we had to do it through a local company.
Right.
So I would fly for Helicopter Del Pacifico when I was in Chile, or whatever company I was working for in Australia. I'd fly for them as their pilot in our aircraft.
Your aircraft, but who did the maintenance?
Our guys.
Okay, see, that's where I was getting at.
I would have, especially in South America, I would not have ever flown with them working on it. Their plumbing doesn't even work right. So there's no way I was going to.
There you are, about 4,000 feet in the air, carrying a half a ton of retardant, and all of a sudden water starts coming out of your collective right now. Oh, that's the wrong pipe.
It's like going to foreign jump school, huh? Carl.
Oh, yeah. Here, jump out of our planes. Okay.
Using our jump masters. Yeah, good idea.
Jump, jump.
I did Venezuelan, and it was quite an experience. Quite an experience. So, anyway, how old are you?
40.
Man, you were a young man to be that well-traveled. That's incredible.
Yeah, and then, so you were down in Yuma flying, and you designed, or for your team, you decided to give them a present.
Yeah, I was working out of Fort Huachuca in southern Arizona.
Sierra Vista.
Yeah.
Been there many times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were working out of there, and I decided I wanted to design something for my crew, all the mechanics. We were flying a Chinook, so we had a 12-man crew. I think it was maybe 9-man. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd do something nice for them and get them all hats made just for my crew. It was something special. And I went to work drawing on it, and thought, man, I'm pretty good at this. And I always wanted to own my own business, so I thought, well, maybe I can start a clothing company. And,
history, huh?
Kinda.
I've seen your art and your clothing all over the place. It's really nice to just finally meet you. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Linda was just, she loved it. And you've got that one of a mule train. And it's just great. I'm getting that shirt as soon as I can get over to your place.
Yeah,
which is located at? Oh, you're moving.
Are moving, yeah. I just bought a place in Anderson. I probably won't say yet because it's in escrow, but it should be closing April 1st, and then we'll...
Now, you screen your own stuff?
Yeah, we do it all right here.
So you design it, screen it, you do all of it?
Yeah, well, we do. Me and my employees, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you keep growing. He starts in his bedroom, then goes to his second bedroom, and now he's in, I don't know how many thousand feet it is now.
This one's 6,000 square feet, and I just purchased an 11,188 square foot spot in Anderson.
The 6,000 you're in now.
Yes.
And then the other one is almost twice as big.
Yeah.
Almost.
Wow. Yep.
Good for you.
Man, well, tell him, you know, Shields.
Well, that's what happens
Shields
when you're good.
Shields carries his stuff. They came to him.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't think that would ever happen.
No. That's the big time there, right?
Yeah, I thought it would be. Yeah, it's didn't really change too much for me, to be honest.
Well, the thing about the big box stores is they take a lot of stuff, but they actually require a lot of attention.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Sometimes that's a nice way to say it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you're linked into Mossy Oak. So do you ever have to go out and do that kind of stuff?
We go to some of the big box stores and just we represent the brand or partners of the brand. So, but not really in that planning stages or anything like that, you know. I mean, I've been through some of that stuff, and it's just like, it is a total pain in the rear to deal with big box stores.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and then I think your guest, Kurt,
Kurt
is on the line, and we're going to be talking to him as soon as we get back. So hang on, Kurt. We'll be right back with Man Up. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 AM in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Man Up here on Thursday night, the 27th of February. So we're going to date this one a little bit with Perry Crewman's Ted Lighty, Carl Bott, and our guest, John Blackburn. And we also have another guest. And Ted, why don't you introduce our other guest?
Our next guest is Kurt Wilkins. He is with National Write Your Congressman. It is an online app where you can open it up on your phone, write one letter, push one button, and it goes to your entire, every legislator that has anything to do with you, from Donald Trump all the way down to Congressman LaMalfa. So,
well, but it also goes to state too, right?
Yeah. It's state,
know, like,
also.
Like LaMalfa and,
yep, sorry.
You know, okay, dialing that.
Yep. And so, the idea is that we should all have more civic engagement, right?
Uh-huh.
And you always hear these, ads about, or you hear, get these posts like, hey, write your senator, write your congressman, this needs to happen today. And you know, it's difficult for most people to do that. They gotta go look up the, email address and sit down, and if you can do it off your phone, I think it's a way that,
if you're sitting right at your computer, you might do it. But
right.
If you're not.
No.
Yeah.
No, I can do it on my phone, and I do it all the time now.
So good evening, Kurt. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
So did Ted capture that pretty well?
He did capture that pretty well. Now, you are also able to do all of our functions through a desktop or laptop computer, because some people prefer the app to do it on the phone, like Ted talked about, or they do it on a larger screen like an iPad. We've still got some old school members that prefer to get their action alerts in the mail and put a stamp on it and send it back in directly to, say, Doug LaMalfa. So the delivery method for the information is completely up to the individual member.
Right, right. True.
So how many, so there, do you, so you come out with an alert every day or every other day or something?
Well, let me give you a look. I'll give you a background. I mean, it depends on what's going on right now, because, of course, there's a lot of new legislation, and we've had a shakeup in the makeup of Congress through the election, and so the agenda has shifted. And some weeks, I'd say there may be 10 or 12 alerts. Some weeks there's two or three. It just depends on how much work Congress is getting done. Sometimes the alerts at the state level even come from concerns of people like you and me that ask our research department questions. I just sent one in today about this AB 1333.
Oh, yeah.
That's trying to take away some of our rights, you know, of self-defense in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, we need to speak up on that, and California members need to know what's going on. And so the research department is looking into that right now as we speak. And looking to get that out to our people in California as quickly as possible.
There's another bill. I think it's working its way through too. Is to for taxing veterans' pay of not taxing the first $20,000. That's working its way through too. You know?
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right.
I haven't seen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, let me clarify. When I talk about getting an alert, what that means is that our research department is going to read through the bill. Oftentimes, these bills are very technically written, attorney language, legalese.
Just say it. It's Byzantine, and nobody with common sense could read it.
Yep.
Well, okay. you said it. And what we do is we give you a summary of what's really in the bill. And we don't have any agenda in telling you what to think or how to vote, but we definitely want you to get facts and to be able to speak up for what you value to help preserve our freedoms. So there's an argument for the bill. There's an argument against the bill. Oftentimes you'll see who sponsored it and who's opposing it. And you make up your own mind and send your opinion directly to your lawmakers. I know President Reagan said about our organization, the best chance we have of holding our Congress folks accountable is for constituents to put pressure on them, and because they want to get reelected.
Well, that's true. You know? And the more people they hear from, the more, you know, maybe it will have some impact on them. You know, some, they live in their own la-la land. But
right.
Writing to them. And right now, Ted's showing me the legislators with Trump, Newsom, Schiff, Padilla, LaMoffa, Megan Daly, Heather Hadwick, all the ones that are in our chain of command here. So,
correct.
Yeah.
And that is individual to wherever. And that's individual to where you are. Now you can go further and even look outward, outside of your district or your state, although you're not going to get the alerts on those people, but you'll have the way to contact them if you want to. But the most important thing is to contact those that are elected to represent you.
Yeah, because if you call somebody that you're not in their district, the first thing they say, are you in our district?
Yeah, they're not
going to
care.
And if you say no, you know, sometimes they hang up.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But you could write, you could email them, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and let me ask you a question. What are the barriers that keep most constituents from sharing their thoughts with their lawmakers?
Well, they don't know how to do it, first off.
It's not that they don't have thoughts or they're stupid. They just don't know how to do it correctly and get it to them, I imagine.
Right. That's what I mean.
Right. Well, and, you know, our target audience is business owners, small business owners especially, even though there's no limit on who can join our organization as a member and utilize our service. They don't have time. So, I mean, Ted, when I was visiting with you, you did the math real quick in your head, figuring out it's only going to cost me this much a month, and you realize, man, I don't even have to use this as much, and I'm already going to be money ahead. And then you can still speak out on the issues that matter to you and know you're getting reliable information.
Well, and I always felt a little bad because I want to sit down and write my congressman every day. I just don't have time to do it. You know, and
right.
I see something I'm passionate about. I will sit down, find the half hour or so to look up the email address and do all that kind of stuff. But I just did the math, like you said, in my head and said, man, this will save me a lot of time. And I'll have way more civic engagement.
Are you getting people writing back to you?
Yeah, too? Yeah. Alex Padilla wrote me today.
Email?
He said, Dear Ted.
Yeah. Dear Ted. He didn't say Theodore?
Thank you.
He didn't say Sticky Buns?
No, he didn't say Sticky Buns. He only calls me that in private.
Okay.
He wrote me back, or someone wrote me back and said, hey, thank you very much. Well, appreciate
you. Did he tell you it'll take him a couple of weeks to address your issue?
They're going to call a committee on my email alone to see if they'll read it. It's got to be worth six months of pay.
Yeah.
my personal experience with Senator Padilla is they're always going to send you the Dear Ted, thank you for sharing
your opinion. Not step on my fantasy, Kurt. Do not step on my buzz, brother.
But I'm telling you, and it might be 2 weeks from now when you get a more detailed response to what your thoughts are. You know, because that's been my experience. They've got to acknowledge they got your opinion, because what issue is it? Which side of it are you on? So that they know how their constituents are leaning. Look in your box for a couple of weeks, and if you catch his attention, you'll be surprised at how many thoughts he sends back.
You're now part of a poll, Ted.
Yeah, I like to fly under the radar. I guess this isn't how you do it, huh?
Ever since Ted, go on, Kurt.
Constituent communication is constitutionally protected. You know, I know a lot of people like walk in, oh, we don't talk politics, we don't want to mix politics with our business. And it's like, well, yeah, when you do something publicly on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, people can make up their own mind about you. But this is directly to your lawmakers, and that doesn't go out publicly unless you share your thoughts with people around you. And that's, again, another thing about what we're encouraging people to do is to hold those lawmakers accountable.
Well, how much... I just wonder about, you know, with AI, there should be no reason they're not writing back. And, I mean, they've got that, and they can, you know, okay, this is my concern. They just plug it into their AI machine, and it spits out a second later an answer that's what they want as their answer to send it out. And there's nothing wrong with that, but because at least you're getting responses. And so that you just don't feel like you're spinning your
wheels. I felt good about it.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, okay, at least I know it got there. And, Kurt, didn't you say that there's a way that they keep track of all this stuff on servers somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, because we put servers in all the congressional office because they work with us because they realize they're getting opinions from real constituents. We're not a lobbying organization. They're not getting 10,000 of the same letters with different names on them. They know that these are real thoughts coming from real constituents, you know, by and large business owners that have influence in their communities. And so they take that seriously, and it doesn't take that many voices speaking up to get people to vote with their constituents instead of with their party. One example was during both the Obama presidencies and the Biden administration, they tried to repeal the tax relief that had been passed in the prior administration. Now, neither one of those presidents was going to let that go with a simple majority, so those had to be veto-proof. To get to that veto-proof supermajority, you had to get some of the Democratic senators to vote to preserve the tax relief. And in 2013, all six of the West Coast senators, and these three states on our coast are pretty blue when it comes to representation in the Senate, they all voted to preserve that tax relief against Obama's wishes.
Well,
and, it only took for Senator Cantwell in Washington stated that she had 1,700 constituents say they needed that. Most people think, oh, it takes 100,000. It takes 1 million voices. You know, when they look at that, if you take time to write a letter, oftentimes the metric they use is that that's worth the opinions of 250 people or 400 people, whatever it is they're using at the time.
It's like the, when you're doing audiences for radio, you take how many people are downloading and on stream and all that, and it's got a logarithm there that figures it out.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
That makes sense.
Well,
how do people get a hold of you, Kurt?
Well, people can get a hold of me either by phone or email, and I know it's on that flyer that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to give that information out loud?
Sure, yeah, and I posted it on my Facebook page, too, your flyers on there.
That's fantastic. But my National Write Your Congressman email is kwilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, and then N-W-Y-C, which is the initials for National Write Your Congressman, @gmail.com. Or they can call or text me at 530-514-6878, and we could set up a mutually convenient time, and I can go get their opinion on an important issue, show them how that turns into a letter, and show them what we can offer and see if it's for them.
So do you have a website?
Yeah, you can look at nwyc.com, and you can see the basics of our website and explanations, kind of like what I've been talking about with you. The only difference is that you don't have the letter writing capabilities until you log in as a member.
Right. Well, what we're going to do is we'll give you a call and have you on our morning show. And, take a half hour segment and talk about this.
Yeah, he has millions on the morning show. We just have one faithful listener to man up.
And it's me.
And we're not sure that she's even listening tonight.
It's a he, Carl.
Oh, it's a he. You mean Lisa and Linda aren't listening?
My buddy Paul Ricketts, he listens every Thursday. I know he's listening, Paul.
Hey, Paul,
it was a she before January 20th.
Hey, Kurt,
I definitely appreciate the opportunity you guys are giving me to share with this because I got involved with this organization because I just know there's a lot of us in Northern California that feel like our voices are marginalized and want to speak up, and if they know how to do it within the framework of their day, we're going to do it more often.
No, you're absolutely right, and we'll give you a call tomorrow and set you up for a time to come on and talk about this.
That'd be fantastic.
Thanks,
Thank
Kurt.
You. I appreciate it.
Kurt,
thanks.
Right,
take care, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Hey, you as well.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And we'll keep on digging till the coming of the Lord and Gabriel's trumpet sounds. Because if you ain't mining for the company, boy, there ain't much in this town.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Just make sure there's at least one successful
right there. Welcome back.
Yeah, I like that song.
You have got to turn him down. He's got the big voice here. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carlbot, and our guest.
Big voice.
John Blackburn.
John Blackburn.
Let's talk to John some more. So
John has the most interesting story at the table tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, and getting better since he brought us this bottle of scotch. He brought us a bottle of Highland Park 12.
He bought us.
Very good. Good bottle. Thank you, sir.
Of course, yeah.
So you're not from Redding. You're from
a little town called Ione.
Ione.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Shock Valley Shooting Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Caught there many times.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Well, and
yeah.
How long have you been here in Redding?
I think probably 15 years now, I suppose.
Oh. You know, when you're telling your story, because we all think he looks like he's 12.
He's minus the beard. He won the hair DNA, if you can tell about that, man. Dude doesn't have any gray hair, and he's got a lot of it.
And he's got more hair than
Are you married, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got,
making sure.
He's got more hair than the three of us. So you settled here in Redding, and obviously you must like it.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I have a job where I'd travel on the airlines to the helicopter, wherever it was, when we were firefighting in the United States. So if it was a 12 days on, 12 days off schedule, so I'd hop on the airline and go to Montana, if it was there in Montana or Arizona or wherever it just happened to be those 12 days.
And that was your company's helicopters there?
Yes.
Okay. So when you see these things, I don't know if you followed the wind towers up there, and it's going to be up around Bernie. I don't know if you followed that at all.
I don't know much about that, no.
Okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking, they're saying it was one of the reasons they were against it was because of firefighting in that area with the tall windmill towers up there. That was one of the big reasons it got defeated was in that one area. Now, that's one side. Other people, I think, were arguing that if you approach it in a different way, it wasn't going to be a problem up there for helicopters and aircraft. But they're as tall as the Shasta Dam. Those towers are.
They're big.
Well, they're huge, And those control centers at the top, they're as big as a Greyhound bus.
Yeah. Anyway.
You can't even tell that when you're driving by them, but they're huge.
So, Perry, what's going on with Just for Hunting?
It's application time around the country now, so you better check every day on what state and what hunt is ready to apply for, because you don't want to miss out. And of course, Ted and I are planning some turkey hunts back
east.
That's
right. You're going for it again.
We've got a great trip to Arizona going on.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi.
Going back to Mexico, right?
No.
You know
I'm
what?
Not going to Mexico anymore.
I haven't pulled that one over on my wife yet.
But yeah, I'd love to go back. I'd go to Mexico every year if I could.
The reason why we're laughing about that is because Perry and I went to Mexico in 22. We did a single season World Slam of turkeys. Mm-hmm. Cartel caught us and ripped off our truck. Not our truck, our guide's truck.
Really?
Left us in the desert 80 miles east of Hermosillo.
Stood them on the road.
At gunpoint.
Turn around.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah, no, we're not allowed to look at the interaction. We had to stare out in the desert and wait for that damn 223. I was so upset and resigned.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they don't shoot me first, I think they start with Perry. You know, I love Perry, but
they were going to start with Jorge.
Oh, start with Jorge and give the rest of us be like a covey, everybody going in a different direction.
Well, that was our only chance, and I already thought of it. It was the only plan you could come up with.
Yeah. I'll guarantee you we saved his life, you know, because in Mexico, One Mexican dead on the side of the road, nobody's going to say anything. You get three white gringos dead on the side of the road, somebody's going to come calling.
Especially in this day of Apple AirTags and satellite tracking and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
they knew it was they had it.
They were there the thing was they let you take all your gear out, including your guns.
That's because of the AirTags and all that. They don't want to mess with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with that satellite stuff.
Well, you know, the latest I heard was these iPhones, the AirTags from the iPhones.
Yeah.
The crooks are shopping parking lots, putting an AirTag on a car, and then they follow it home later.
Well, they fixed that. Now you get a notification that you've got an AirTag on your car.
Oh, if you have an iPhone.
For mine. I don't know about Android, but yeah.
No, I think it's only if you own that product.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah. There's something else to worry about, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't stress.
What about you, Teddy? Besides, your Northern Firearms Instruction, you guys are always busy all over the North.
Oh, we are so busy. I mean, I miraculously have this weekend off. I stand corrected. I have Sunday off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better not have Saturday off.
Yeah, no, I do because...
You're sitting with my wife and I.
Well, probably not, but we'll talk about that in a minute when we're off the air. I want to, but...
Is that in the evening or during the day?
During the day.
Okay.
I have the...
But you and I have got to meld up our trucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll
get that done.
Are you going to talk about mosquitoes? What's your vector...
Oh, you had to bring that up, huh? Fine. Yep, I did my first Shasta County District Mosquito and Vector Control Board meeting. I'm happy about that. It was fantastic. I love those people already. Doing our best to save lives in our community from West Nile virus and all that.
Man.
So, very interesting.
Well, you know, after that last malaria outbreak we had.
Yeah, it's so interesting how to...
Dengue fever.
How to penetrate the exoskeletons of ticks and mosquito traps. And, I mean, it's really interesting and very, very science-based. So, yeah, I
know you and people, you know, everybody likes you and knows you're a straight shooter. But I also, what they don't know is just how much you research things. You're going to know as much as anybody in a month.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm a knowledge sponge, you know. And once they started talking about it, I mean, they have scientists get up there and, you know, speak at the board meeting, give us an update, and it was great.
So I was watching that, and that was awesome. And you were definitely the guy for the job, I believe.
Thank you very much, sir.
Look at that.
I'm liking you. Now just play some Eagles on the next bump, and we'll be, like, dating almost.
You know, the big thing is getting rid of the standing water, isn't it?
100%.
We have a lot of it this year.
Yeah.
and I understand, too, is that standing water doesn't have to be like a big puddle or a lake. It could be, you know, something like a teacup or, you know, any place that they could, you know.
Inside the Y of a tree.
Yeah.
That's a key place where the larva takes.
Absolutely. On. And, you know, the biggest one for our purposes is swimming pools, right? I mean, swimming pools that have been left dormant.
The one that was next door to us for years.
Right.
The vector control would come over and they'd spray it or something.
I'm totally. I mean, that's a big deal. When I lived in Iowa, a truck would come through and fog out the neighborhood. At least once a week.
Yeah, when I was doing
about 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Yeah, no.
When I was TAD down at the Keys.
That's when the tornado warnings went off.
Yeah. I was TAD down to the Florida Keys and up there around Key Largo where the Okefenokee is. Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes it was unbelievable. I mean, it's clouds of them. And same thing, here comes a truck through spraying the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So everybody'd run out with a beer and hand them a beer, and they'd sit there and chit-chat with you. And meanwhile, they're just...
I think that's right.
I think probably every kid that was born after that probably had three eyes, but still. but, you know, it was just horrible. I mean, the amount of mosquitoes there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's why we do what we do. And it was great. I'm glad you asked me about it. Had a great, our president's John Knight down in Anderson. So he and I have chatted a few times, and we're actually going to meet for lunch to help my knowledge and development next week. So
okay.
I'm excited about it.
All right. I'm here with Ted Leidy and Perry Crimmins and John Blackburn from Blackburn Apparel. And if you've not seen his stuff, can they go online and look at it?
Yeah, shopblackburn.com.
Shopblackburn.com. It is unusual, but it is really, really fine art on here. And, I mean, he has this, and this is what I thought of you all and having him come on.
Oh, yeah.
Hunt Mars.
Hunt Mars.
Is that right? Goofy. It's a goofy.
Yeah.
Do you have Elon Musk's face on it?
No, but when I originally came out with it, it was
Hunt
because
Mars. I like that.
I was listening to a podcast with Elon on it. I was on a long drive, and he was talking about occupying Mars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of thinking to myself, like, would I ever go there? And the answer was no, because I couldn't hunt. And the idea of a shirt, the shirt just popped into my head, and it was the goofiest and most out there thing I had ever thought of. And I just thought, well, why not? At this time, the company was out of a spare bedroom.
You know, right.
It wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter. And it has been our best-selling shirt
to
date.
It's, he's in the astronaut suit with compound bows, the one I saw.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of them. There's a whole line of them for duck hunters or any type of hunter.
Hunt Mars, huh? I want everyone to hit that website tonight and get a Hunt Mars t-shirt. I know I'm doing it.
I'm getting one. I think you ought to send some to Elon Musk. I bet he'd be wearing them in the Oval Office.
Oh.
I wouldn't even know how to do that, but I would be willing to try.
Well, write your congressman.
Well, there you go. Send it
to Trump. It goes to Trump.
Yeah, he's listening.
Musk is listening right now, and he's got your email address, all your financials and all this. Don't worry. He'll reach out. Okay, hey, we got to take that break, and we'll be right back.
Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Man.
That's what I'm talking about. That Joe Walsh tune right there.
Some Eagles?
That's the Eagles. Joe Walsh singing that song. Yeah. Love it.
John Blackburn and Blackburn Apparel, and Apparel, and his website is shopblackburn.com. And we were talking about one of his t-shirts.
Hunt Mars.
Hunt Mars. And it's whatever. you know, ones with the compound bow, and I guess you said it was duck hunting, and it's just hunt Mars. And
it's a whole line of shirts.
Where'd you get that inspiration?
From Elon Musk. Yeah, I was listening to him. Yeah, of course. I was listening to a podcast with him on it, and he was talking about occupying Mars, and I thought,
yeah,
make sure like that
was one of his five bullet points. What he did last week.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Perry Crimmins from some kind of, what's your name?
Just for hunting.
.com.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction. Just me.
At usgunpro.com.
That's right.
Haha.
Usgunpro.com. Yeah. So things, you know, when we look at what's happening, that the Trump, has he taken a nap or gone to bed yet?
No. I don't think so. I know he hasn't taken his foot off the gas. No. Yeah. I mean, that thing is nuts.
I'm not sure 4 years is enough, so he has to.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
he's got 4 years.
I think what happens, he learned last time because he didn't know what he was doing last time. I mean, neither did Clinton when he got in. I mean, anything at that level. And Clinton had been a governor, and Obama was having the same problems. He didn't know what he was doing the last time. He knows how the system works now, and he knows you can overrun the system, or you can reset the system by just coming at it like a tidal wave. And I think that's what he's done. If stuff doesn't make it through, well, will. So,
well, everybody I talk to, but I always say this because, you know, my circle is small. So, I mean, you think it's big,
and it's positive.
Yeah. And, you know, generally speaking, right leaning, although very moderate, I love moderates.
Yeah.
Everybody's very, very happy with it. If you watch mainstream media, of course, it looks like they're killing each other in the streets over it and picketing this and that. But, you know, you cannot argue with transparency. I don't love everything that they're saying or doing, but at least I know when they're in front of me, they think they're telling the truth to the best of their ability, not just spreading a message that they need to get a political agenda across or to change things. They actually think that's the truth. All of them. I don't care who, which cabinet member's on every single day on Fox News. They're talking to the American people and they're speaking it like the truth, right? Well, and I can see that.
Well, you know, everything they've done has not been perfect by any means. He came in with that chainsaw. And instead of, except here's the thing is, if you tried to take your time and take a year to do this, the opposing party would have built up fences and rock walls.
Lots and lots of litigation.
Lots of that. And so when he hit it so hard, I mean, I understand it's shock and awe. It's, you kick in a door. You know how it is when we take down a place.
Oh, yeah.
You stack on the door, you kick it in, and then everybody spreads out. Yep. And that's what they were doing. And you may not agree. I'm still not understanding why he wants five things from every employee in the government.
Well, they're just trying to figure out if there's actual people that are alive, because they feel that there are people in the government that are being paid that aren't even working for the government.
Well, that may be.
Well, look
you
at
know,
the Social Security rolls. I mean, even if dad is bad.
350-year-olds?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but.
That's probably a bad birthday, but whatever.
But the other thing, too.
I don't know why, but.
When you find, you know, there's, it's one thing, you know, you cut off money to 40 million here, 30 million there, 17 million for circumcisions in Ethiopia. I mean, no, we don't need to spend that.
Yeah.
But there are other programs, and I've argued with my friends like USA. A lot of the farmers in this area, in all the United States, USA comes in and buys their surplus. And then they use it in their food programs. So is that cut off? I'm not sure.
Well, and I think you said it perfect, is they're going at it fast, where they might make a mistake, which they can correct.
Yeah.
But if you go at it slow,
you'll never get time for failure.
Failure you can't recover from. Mistakes you can fix.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. And so that's what I think he's doing. He's kicked in the door, and then you come in, you spread out to take the area, and, okay, we shouldn't have cut that money. Okay, let's put it back in there.
Yeah.
Well, when you were talking about Musk and the chainsaw, I thought the only mistake I thought he made was he didn't fire that bad boy up and cut something real down.
Yeah, like the podium.
Yeah, like, you know, go crazy with it. He didn't even start it. That's a bummer to me.
God, I'm upset.
I wonder
that.
If it was.
No, he should have fired
it
up.
Though? Does
Nothing
it even,
sounds like
was
a
it even real that it does work?
Oh, don't even mess with the fantasy.
It's a trophy, right?
Huh? No, I think it was real.
Okay.
And he should have started it.
He should have had it as a necklace.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to need a bigger ball.
Big chain.
No, he should have just had like a quarter scale miniature or an eighth or 16th scale miniature on. That would have been fantastic. See, that's how you do it.
When you all explain it to me, you're all smarter than I am, obviously. But all these people that are rallying against saving money and getting into misuse of funds and corruption and all of this thing, they're fighting against that. And I don't understand. You may not like a process, but what they're doing is, how many hundreds of billions of dollars a year goes to things that we have no idea that the secretaries of those departments, the cabinet don't know where it's going to. The Department of Defense hasn't passed an audit in years.
And here's why they're so staunch against anything, Musk, Trump, whatever, going after it. Because when they find out where that money leads to,
it
leads back to them.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It could be.
Well, think about Mozambique, right? One of the cuts was circumcisions for males in Mozambique.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Mozambique?
That's a real thing,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you are an American citizen that goes and starts a business in Mozambique, right?
Yeah.
And then you take that $10 million there and then cut off a piece of it for your consultant's fee and it goes into a Mozambique bank with Mozambique dollars. That's pretty hard to investigate from the American side of business, right?
Mm.
But you can take that and then you can convert it and send it to an offshore account. How do you think these congressmen are the richest people, or some of the richest people in America?
It's quite brilliant, because who's going to audit the circumcisions?
No. You're right, John.
Okay.
So that's how the money's
there.
How do
you prove it? Oh, see that little pile of stuff over there? Yeah, that's last week.
I don't like repeating
things that I don't know are true, but when you see things in the news, so.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, not that. I think everything you said probably is true. But I just saw today that AOC is worth $27 million.
For what?
And I don't know if that's true, though, so I'm going to say, please, if you're listening, go out and research it yourself. But I saw it, and I didn't get a chance to go back.
From a bartender to $27 million in
5 years. I find that hard to believe. I find that hard
you
to
know
believe.
Why.
I find it hard
Photo
to believe.
Photo rights.
Oh, okay.
She might have went to Mozambique to have a circumcision.
Oh, that's right. He's talking about.
Had she been circumcised?
Cut off his mic. Cut him off. Just cut him off, period. Okay, push that button and that hole opens up and Perry, disappears. No, we're talking about.
It's a family show, Perry.
God.
It's a family show.
You brought it up.
Not that. Anyway.
I was talking about AOC's photo rights.
Oh, gosh. I think we talked about that one time, how I got sued.
Yeah, Perry got sued.
Did Carl get sued? I got sued.
Oh, because you showed
A couple
her.
Years ago. No. I took a picture off the internet like 3 years ago. 2 years after it happened, I hear from a law firm that said that's a copyrighted photo, and they wanted $30,000.
Yep.
I went to the guy's site and I looked at it. I could have bought the rights to that picture for $40. And but I handed it over to the insurance company and they handled it. But they settled out of court, but it's legal to do that. And
I'll be darned.
They had nothing
you could
to
have been doing this all this time, Perry.
What a racket.
It is a racket.
Oh, it's a total racket.
It's like workers' comp for a lot of people. They'll sue and the insurance company will just give them $5,000 because we don't want to go to court. It's much more expensive.
I know exactly.
Even if they're right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a client that his business is an online business. And
better be quick. I've only got 30 seconds.
He was sued because he was not ADA.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For blind people.
100%.
Online.
Okay, now this is online. Now
100%.
They are introducing a bill into the Sacramento legislature that says people getting sued for this ADA stuff have 6 months to be able to rectify it, and that'll just stop everything.
Yeah.
So anyway,
National Write Your Congressman, right there.
There you go. Write your state representative.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Sean Blackburn.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
ShopBlackburn.com. Or stop by over there on where?
Crossroads Drive.
Crossroads Drive. Yep. Hey, guys. Take care of each other.
Another great man up.
Hey, tomorrow, Annalise Pierce from the Shasta Scouts joining us.
Nice.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
should be good, yeah.
She's good.
605-4567. Call in.
There you go.
Yep. God bless. The sunshine is going.